This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The Taliban says they have taken control of Panjshir province north of Kabul, the Afghan capital. The province was the last holdout of anti-Taliban forces in the country and the only province the Taliban had not yet seized. Thousands of Taliban fighters overran eight districts of Panjshir overnight. That's according to witnesses from the area. The anti-Taliban fighters had been led by the former vice president and the son of the iconic anti-Taliban fighter Ahmad Shah Massoud. Massoud had been killed by a suicide bomber just days before the 9/11 terrorist attacks in the United States. Members of the Guinea military staged an apparent coup Sunday. They declared on national television that they had arrested President Alpha Condé, dissolved the country's constitution, and sealed land and air borders. The junta later announced a nationwide curfew, according to AFP reporting. A video emerged hours into the apparent takeover that showed Condé in a room surrounded by special forces soldiers, sitting on a coach, wearing a wrinkled shirt and jeans. The junta later issued a statement saying the 83-year-old Condé was not harmed and was in contact with his doctors. In October, the president won a third term in office after amending the constitution to allow him to run again. The controversial election sparked violent protests throughout the country. Israeli police say they have launched a massive manhunt in northern Israel and the occupied West Bank after six Palestinian prisoners escaped from a high-security facility. Multiple Israeli agencies were setting up roadblocks and conducting patrols, moving hundreds of other prisoners. This is VOA News. Qatar has sent a plane carrying food and medical goods to Kabul, part of an effort to provide badly needed supplies to Afghanistan as the country faces a halt in most Western aid. Qatar's foreign ministry said the plane had landed at Kabul airport on Sunday with 26 tons of aid, the second such shipment in as many days. The aid flew in via a Qatar Airways Boeing 777 to the airport, which is now in the Taliban's hands after being the base of an historic airlift by the U.S. and coalition nations following the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan. The tiny Gulf state of Qatar has taken an outsized role in evacuation efforts as U.S. forces completed their withdrawal from the country last week. It's also expected to play an important political role in what comes next for Afghanistan. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian said on Monday, daily infections of the coronavirus were expected to peak in the state in the next week as they look to speed up immunizations ahead of easing restrictions. Berejiklian added that the government's modeling revealed the state would require its highest number of intensive care beds in early October, with additional pressure on the system in the next few weeks. A total of 1,071 COVID-19 cases are currently in hospitals, with 177 people in intensive care. Officials have said they had quadrupled ICU beds to about 2,000 in the state early last year to handle the pandemic. Last week, Australia also entered into vaccine swap deals with Britain and Singapore for a total of around 4.5 million doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Most of New Zealand will move out of lockdown Tuesday, except for the largest city of Auckland, which will remain in the strictest type of lockdown until at least next week, that according to the government on Monday. Mexican border agents and police broke up a caravan of hundreds of migrants Sunday who had set out from southernmost Mexico, the fourth such caravan officials have raided in recent days. The group of about 800, largely Central Americans, Haitians, Venezuelans, and Cubans, had spent the night at a basketball court where they had been awaiting processing by Mexican immigration officials. But shortly before dawn, immigration agents backed by police with anti-riot gear went into the crowd, pushing many into trucks. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.